Hello, welcome to WISCHOOL once again. We are on chapter 11. This chapter 11 has its own importance when we are speaking on the sales department relations. Sales department is going to do one aspect of selling, whereas various other departments of the organization will make the sales happen in real terms. Likewise, in order to fulfill the vision and goal of the organization, sales department is also required to coordinate with various other departments. Only then the overall vision and mission of the organization gets fulfilled. So the learning objectives of this chapter would be to understand the types of sales department relations and their importance for effective growth of sales, because the sales are also dependent upon the active cooperation and coordination by other departments with the sales departments. So which are these other departments and how they are going to help this growth of sales and what level of coordination is required, that is all we are going to see in this chapter. Regulation have made everyone do certain activities in a specific way. However, the reputation of an organization rests on the effective functioning of the sales department. The sales department not only has to follow the regulation, but also has to keep the reputation of the organization in mind. Success of an organization depends on the relationships and associations established by the sales department with the customers as well as other public. So when it comes to reputation, more importance is given to the customers and the other people who are interacting with the organization. A sales department leads the company's efforts in providing an ever-increasing quantity of products as well as services to the customers. So any product which is designed for the purpose of a specific type of customer, the sales department ensures that it reaches that category, that type of customer in that specific geography. This activity can be performed with profit only if the sales department functions effectively in coordination with other departments which help it to make this happen. How this is going to help, which other departments are going to help sales department, that is what we are going to see in our next slides. Before we understand the different types of departments with which the coordination is required, this coordination can be done into two different ways. The first one is the formal coordination, second one is the informal coordination. Formal coordination generally originates with the established policies whenever it is not possible to follow those processes because of the urgency of the situation, then informal coordination works and should be for getting the process going. Let us first see what is a formal coordination method. Group related activities, plans, policies, meetings helps in achieving formal coordination. So anything that is established or done in a regulated manner, that comes in the formal coordination method. Such meetings are generally presided by the chief marketing officer or a senior executive of the company, as well as the heads of the department performing various marketing and sales functions, who attend such meetings so that some responsible statements, some responsible policies, some responsible plans come from these meetings to be followed by all the salespersons. What can be informal coordination method? Informal coordination methods are more effective than the formal, because it is not always possible to follow the formal methods during certain exigencies, during certain emergencies. In order to ensure that the flow of the process is maintained, the informal coordination are required in such situations. Otherwise, the entire efforts that were put in can go waste. And hence, informal coordination method becomes more effective during certain situations. The salesperson may solve the problem informally and seek its formal approval later. So this liberty is there going informal way does not mean not to report anyone, not to seek permission. This can be done after the act is done, so that whatever act that was done comes under the supervision of the senior or the next immediate officer who is actually monitoring such salesperson. Unexpected problems which should be resolved with minimum delay are generally solved by informal coordinating methods, because everything cannot be formalized, everything cannot be documented. There will be certain problems which will erupt, which will be outside the scope of what has been documented. And during such a situation, the salesperson has to take a call. And once he takes the call and he seeks a post-approval, then that type of situation, that type of process also becomes very important and effective for ensuring that the sales process is sustained. Now let us see one department after another with whom the coordination of salesperson is necessary. The first and the most important department is the personnel department. Personnel department is responsible for recruiting, for training, as well as motivating of salespersons. Salespersons and personnel departments have to work together, especially for formulating policies, because the personnel department cannot craft any policies on their own which may not be suitable for the salesperson. However, the salesperson also cannot have their own say in forcing the personnel department to have a policy meant for salesperson. So it has to be a joint discussion between the salesperson and the personnel department, so that the best mutually acceptable policies comes out for recruiting, training, compensating, as well as motivating the sales force, so that the salespersons are also happy. At the same time, the organization interest is also taken care of. Most salespersons are not adequately equipped to service the salesperson's problems, like the leaves, sickness, entertainment, refreshment, conveyance, pension, safety, health check, etc. These are better done by sales, by the personal departments. The personal policies are decided through formal coordination, while the routine matters are informed through the informal coordination. So personal department also creates a communication channel through formal as well as informal methods with the salesperson. Now let us see the finance department. The sales department helps the finance department to arrive at a realistic sales budget, because the money flow happens through finance departments. At the same time, the money can get stuck and the flow of money might get obstructed. Here comes an important role of the salesperson to help the money flow be continuous by putting in efforts for recovering the money that is stuck in the sales process. Sales department helps the finance department to arrive at a realistic sales budget by doing a thorough market and customer research, because once you identify your target customers, the sales becomes very easy. The realization of the sales becomes very easy. Based on the sales budget, a formal coordination of top management happens on deciding the pricing and sales promotion. And here comes the importance. You have to have the right pricing, which comes from the finance department. You have to have right sales promotions. Sales promotion incurs a cost. So what level of cost, to what extent the promotion can be done? These are better decided by the finance department. Finance department helps the sales department in providing the credit checks. This is what I was talking about, recovery. And this also identifies account acquisitions. So certain mergers, acquisitions, and consolidations, so many things can be in the minds of a finance department. The salespersons can help the finance department to get a better solution for the company. The salesperson also helps in making collections and securing the credit information. The marketing information system is also another important department. The MIS, as we call, assists the sales department to gather data on customer sales, trends, patterns for analyzing the sales problem, as well as identifying the solutions. Market research department makes substantial use of computers, because nowadays we have high level of platforms which can actually create a data mine, which can segment the data mine, which can search huge information and produce the required report. So this market research department makes substantial use of computers to generate reports that will highlight the required attention quickly and efficiently. So you have to put in some query based on what you want, and this department will give you, fetch you all the information that can be very useful for the sales process. The exception reports, such as the salesperson failing to achieve quota, sales activities exceeding budgeting expenses, territories in which competitive position is being lost, customers with declining purchase, and product lines having slow movement, these all become very, very important information for the sales manager to understand how his territory is performing. The top management executives, including the CMO, to understand what are the red lines in the sales process. So this is not only useful for the top management, it also helps the salesperson to analyze where they stand, where their territory stands, and this can be a very important piece of information provided by the marketing information systems. Next, we move to the production department. The top management has to decide the infrastructure in the form of systems, processes, and people, because the systems, processes, and people help the entire sales to happen. And along with this, the infrastructure, such as the in the modern times, the automated delivery channels like ATMs, internet banking, mobile banking, help provide efficiency and provide conveniences to the customer to do their transactions anytime they want. On the sales side, the peak and non-peak time may require the sales department to provide extra shifts, reshuffling of service counters, strategy to handle rush during the first week, especially now during the corona times, you require special enclosures, special precautions to be taken. Then last week or during the acceptance of regulated taxes, all this care has to be taken by production department. Sudden contingencies like the coronavirus or any other eventualities, there can be a flood, there can be an earthquake. So here comes the importance of production department taking care of all these requirements. And here the coordination with the sales department is very important for actually delivery happening not only at the branch level, but also at the automated channels of delivery. Advertising department is the real department which creates an awareness in the minds of the customer. When we talk about advertising, it can be in print media, it can be on social media. The sales and advertising department has an important role to play for designing the right marketing information and choosing the right vehicle. You have a very highly qualified MBA who is actually going to design your copywriting. It may not work unless it is in reach of the customers. It is in reach of those target segments for whom that advertisement is meant. And here comes the coordination between the sales and the advertisement department. So when there is a fusion of the expertise of the advertisement department and the experience of the salespeople who are actually on the field, the advertising can be having very high impact, and it can reach the masses, the desired masses, and it can encourage them to buy the company's products. So advertising can be a very important vehicle for taking information to the target market to stimulate the demand of these prospective customers. The activities of the salespersons are planned and directed in a formal coordination method to increase the advertising impact. So advertising and sales also becomes a very important department in this sales department relations. Proper use of company's market research, development of market research and development, and marketing strategy is essential for designing a good advertisement copy that can help in salesperson in securing the dealer support and conserve the sales force time. So advertising is not only focused on reaching the masses, but it can also boost the efforts put in by the agents or the dealers who will find visibility of the brand, and it will be very easy for them to sell the products of your company. Public relation department is another important department. It's good for customer service, and so better relations with industry, government, and regulators are always necessary. So public relations doesn't mean only with customers. It also includes good relations with government officials, with regulators, as well as with the industry of the services you are providing. Let us see this. First, the customers. The biggest advantage of better customer relationship is wide reach. It enables through word of mouth publicity, and a professional advertising may not do so. It can be done more with public relations. So public relation can be done at the branch level as well as at the corporate office level. A good relationship can first be converted into a sales lead, which can eventually convert into a profitable sale. We have understood in a good sales process, you don't just sell direct meeting with the customer. You have to first build a trust. You have to first build a relationship. You have to first provide the value. Automatically, the customer will buy your product. The responsibility of the good relations with the customer is on the shoulders of both sales department and production department, as well as any other entity who is in contact with the customer. So good relations with the customer is the topmost requirement of a good sales process. Industry relations. Industry will have so many members participating in the servicing of the products which will be similar to yours. However, when it comes to industry relationships, you have to have a good relationship with your peers as well as your competitors. A good relation with regulatory bodies like RBI, RD, IRDA, SEBI helps the financial intermediary to understand the problems of the industry, which are quite different from the problems of the public. So this government regulators, they, when they understand the problems of the industry, they can ensure that there can be amendment at the government level on their recommendations so that the real problem is solved, but the approach has to be proper by building good relations with industry as well as the regulators. Industries have a special place with which every sales organization we should have a relationship with. These entities encourage members to act in the public interest, like opening of no-frills accounts for the weaker sections, abolition of entry load on mutual funds, guaranteed returns on insurance policies, etc., etc. These entities make the advertising on behalf of the members for inculcating savings habit and use of organized financial markets. Every sort of financial service have a better association which together act on behalf of the members, and they actually maintain a cordial relations with each other. So making use of such relations can be of great use for the sales organization. This is over and above the sales they do for their own product. And next important is the government relations. The rules and regulations are not imposed by financial intermediaries, but intermediaries are obliged to perform certain duties. There will be certain voluntary acts to be done that amounts to regulations in addition to the rules and regulations that are made by legislations. The IRDA Act prescribes, the IRDA prescribes rules for certified advisors. IRDA being the top regulator for insurance industry, they prescribe rules for certified advisors. They have to undergo certain exams. Only then they get a certificate of agency. AMFI, that is the Association for Mutual Funds of India, they also prescribe the requirement of certified mutual fund distributors, without which the person cannot distribute mutual funds. Depositories Act prescribes rules for certified depository operations salesperson. So unless you have that depository operations certificate, you will not be able to deal with the depository operations while you are actually doing depository transactions with your customers. Similarly, all other sales department which do not require certified salesperson should also be adequately trained. So it is not necessary that only certain professions, certain roles require certification, only then you should take. The point is you should have the skill set which will be helpful for your customers. And even where there is no requirement of any certification, the salesperson should be provided adequate training to deal with the customers in a professional and friendly manner. Next important is press relations. Good press relations, especially in obtaining a good image of the financial intermediary. People have special press conferences to highlight the milestones, the achievements, the research done by the company. The salesperson has to observe certain informal rules while developing a business relationship with the press. Press people may sometimes require more explanations than the number and performance because they have to bring it in front of the public. So here the press officer, relations officer, should give special input, special support to the press relations so that the real thing, the best thing that was intended for the customer comes out through the press. And the salesperson interacting with the press should be giving a special skill in handling the press relations. So salesperson interacting with press cannot say that I am a salesperson, I don't know the press language. They should be trained and guided to ensure that the press people get all the information that they want so that they would be in a better position to place it in front of the public. Thank you.